Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Buckingham Palace has announced that with the Queen's approval and agreement, all of Prince Andrew's military affiliations and remaining royal patronages will be returned. The two-sentence statement from the palace continues. The Duke of York will continue not to undertake any public duties and is defending this case as a private citizen. Chris Shipp, writing for ITV, asks, so what happens now for Prince Andrew? His options are these: dismiss, settle, default, or contest. The prospect of dismissing the case on a legal technicality now rests with an attempt to argue it cannot be heard in a federal court, its current location, because both the plaintiff, Virginia Giuffre, and the defendant, Prince Andrew, live outside the US. The vast majority of lawsuits in America end in a settlement, an out-of-court agreement between the two parties, usually involving some form of payment. But experts in the US litigation have told ITV News that Ms. Giuffre is in a financially secure position, so she is unlikely to be persuaded by money alone. She might therefore insist on some form of apology or admission of wrongdoing to accompany any financial settlement. None of the options facing Prince Andrew are simple, and his reputation, already badly damaged, is likely to suffer further. As mentioned yesterday, a source had told the Mirror, it is crunch time for Andrew on several fronts. He is meeting all the costs himself, so he needs to raise cash fast to pay bills which are increasing by the day. If there was the potential to settle, well, that is an option, but there is no doubt that the Queen would not assist him in doing so. Reports are that Andrew is looking to sell his £17 million Swiss chalet. So Charles and William are furious at Andrew, and William is furious at Harry, according to the Daily Mail, who say that William didn't want to attend Princess Diana's statue unveiling with Prince Harry after the explosive Oprah Winfrey interview. Insiders now claim the Diana event was almost overshadowed by William's anger towards his brother. Sources told the Sunday Times William had taken the view that he could only give so much to Harry, with the Duchess of Cambridge playing peacemaker with the brothers. One aide said, Kate was amazing behind the scenes when Harry came. But continuing with all the family fun, even wonderful Kate is not without her faults. The Mirror shares that Kate once jokingly rolled her eyes when a pal mentioned her sister-in-law Meghan Markle's hit TV show Suits, according to an insider. Despite the eye roll, Kate is said to be 150% more reserved than William and keeps her feelings private. That would make Kate the opposite of Piers Morgan, who most certainly does not keep his feelings private. Piers has a new column in The Sun, which he describes as follows. The column is called Uncensored because it does what it says on the tin. Effectively, I was censored at my previous job and told to apologize to Meghan Markle for an honestly held opinion, which obviously I wasn't going to do. Pushy little Princess Pinocchio tried her utmost to cancel me, and she will be in for a very unpleasant surprise when I emerge like Lazarus from my den. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal Central reports special celebrations will take place at Sandringham throughout 2022 for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The ballroom at Sandringham will play host to a special display called Her Majesty the Queen at Sandringham, an exemplary reign in a unique country house which will focus on the royal family's long-standing bonds with the house. The exhibition will include items showcasing the Queen's love of animals, horses, and the countryside. There will also be a special audio-visual display spotlighting her first televised Christmas Day speech, which was broadcast from Sandringham. The exhibition opens on April 9th and runs until October. On the Platinum Jubilee weekend in June, Sandringham will also be the setting for a series of special events. On June 2nd, a traditional Jubilee beacon will be lit in the parks at Sandringham. The following day, June 3rd, will see a special concert take place in the grounds with Catherine Jenkins OBE leading the performers. She'll be joined by the Military Wives Choir, and the evening will end with a flyover and fireworks. On June 4th, the grounds will be the setting for a special screening of the Platinum Party at the Palace, the spectacular music event being put on at Buckingham Palace. The Jubilee weekend at Sandringham comes to a close with the Pageant of Motoring on June 5th. The event showcases a decade of motoring and will also include aerial displays as well as musical performances. Sandringham has belonged to the royal family since 1862. And if this week couldn't be filled with enough bad news for the royals, Meghan and Harry could be fined if they water the lawn of their $11 million mansion during a California drought. The couple are believed to spend a whopping £15,000 a month on their gardens, according to reports. The Sun shares that the grounds of their home feature rose gardens, stylish topiary, and 100-year-old olive trees. But their blooming lavender bushes and stately Italian cypress trees could wilt in the heat as a stop watering notice is issued to residents in affluent Santa Barbara. Under new restrictions, watering the grass within 48 hours of rainfall, filling decorative fountains, or washing cars without a shut-off nozzle on the hose are all banned. One local water expert said, "There is only a certain amount of available water for the community. No one really knows how much. Why should the wealthy be able to drain these community water sources at will from their private wells without oversight, only to sustain lush green lawns and gardens? If the Sussexes were to water the lawns of their $11 million mansion, on which they reportedly spend $15,000 a month on landscaping, they would face a fine of $500. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.